Dis nou die naweek en dis lekker and some of us are going to have lekker keiers on one or two of these nights or all three, you know what, if it's been a hard week, whatever. now, we're talking about the wine industry. Now, we know the MCC is our answer to champagne and arguably it's better. It's got all those bubbles in it.
Yeah.
But do bubbles make a liquid lighter? Well, I want to tell you, a barrel of wine weighs 60 kilograms. What must you put in it for it to weigh 40 kilograms?
No, man. Not one of these again. Come on.
A barrel of wine weighs 60 kilograms. Must be a small little barrel, Nyana. What must you put in it for it to weigh 40 kilograms? Nou, ons weet het moest vrijdag, maar Lazal, die antwoord is niet my mouth. But you know what? Respect to you.
Oh, goodness me, I love that.
Lots of interesting guesses coming through. But some of you are getting close, some of you are getting right. It's also not helium balloons, though, I will say. Amy reckons it's a straw. Lots of you were getting right. Ooh, I see ice as a guess. Ice feels like it's going to make it heavier. Yeah, so the correct top brains of the day this Friday. Lorinda's Alex is in fifth place. Melanie, you're in fourth place. Luzon is in third place. Jonathan Cochran, you are second fastest in the land. And it's Friday, and she's back on top, folks. It's Jill Mills. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Angel. Hi, Maurice. How are you, Dean? How are you guys?
We're good.
We have to check in with you every while, Jill, just so that people believe that you actually exist because they think you're just fake enigma because you're so often on the top of the brains of the day. Are you having a lovely Friday afternoon?
Yes, it's been a long week, so I'm very happy it's Friday afternoon.
Have you got a barrel of wine that weighs 60 kilograms nearby?
Well, I definitely have a glass of wine. But it's nearby.
That's a good start. That's a good start. All right. So, Jill, before you tell us what you've got to put into this barrel to make it weigh less, Eugene, what do you think you've got to put in?
Acai.
No, I just said wine, because the rest is the cask and the rest is air. Like, you know, you have a cask, that's a certain amount. You've got the air that also adds to the weight, although minuscule. And then you've got the wine that makes the majority of the combination of cask, wine, and a little bit of air. And that's what you have. And it's a little bit lighter. So, yeah.
How is adding wine making it lighter?
You add a drop of wine. You take it out and you just add a drop in there. It's still a wine, even a glass of wine. It's still wine.
You know, Eugene.
Yes.
Today, you're not on a parallel universe.
Yeah, I know. I'm more confused now. Normally, it makes sense, but this one doesn't.
Jill, do you want to weigh in on Eugene's guess?
I think Eugene's also had a rough week. He needs a glass of wine too.
Yeah, Jill, it has been a rough week. It has been.
Well, you know, Eugene's actually got the brain basher right a few times this week. So
he has done.
In terms of brain bashers, it's not been the worst week. But
no. Let's
put him and many other people around the country out of their misery, Jill. What do you have to put into a barrel of wine that weighs 60 kilograms to make it weigh 40 kilograms?
It's not really a maths one, except that what you put into it has to be a third way down the barrel, and that's a hole.
You've got to put a hole in the barrel.
To make it weigh less.
Because the wine will drain out.
Come on, man. Come on. Come on.
So I also accepted tap. Some people said tap. And if you said a tap or a hole, it is right. But Joel, you think that this is a sad brain basher.
It's a terrible thing because it's such a waste of good wine unless you've got a lot of buckets to catch it.